Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Bone of the Mo Thugs movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'm going to ask you this, though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
That's right, bitches. Welcome to the Misfits of Gold Weekly Special. If you've never listened to the show before, it's a kick-off-your-shoes Wednesday show for me. It is under no format, no pretense. It's strictly as wild as we want to make it and as much fun, and we'll touch on as many topics as possible. Right now, we're going to try to give my little love and my Mr. Travis Hyland a call.
Yo, yo.
What's up, sexiness?
How you doing, Don?
Oh, I'm doing a lot better now, man. I felt a little rise when I heard your voice, and it just kind of, I'm fucking with you, bro.
I'll tell you on that, man. I'm still a little bit hard from fucking last weekend's Bellator, man, watching your boy fucking Juan Archuleta beat that ass.
Well, you know, he almost got his ass beat.
He was fighting a tough motherfucker, man, but he still fucking dominated. He looked good everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have to agree with you, but let's try to add Cash 916. The reason he calls himself Cash is because that motherfucker bounces checks everywhere. But, we'll get him on here. MF is already on here. We'll get this shit popping, man. It's been kind of a crazy week. Having fun. Fitting to be in a whole new world in the next 9 days, 10 days. Oh shit, I hit the wrong number. Let's cancel that out. Let's do this. Get this freaking white whip back on here.
What up?
What's up, little man?
What's going on? I be losing track of my days, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a new dab rig, so my boy, you know, your brain, my memory is gone.
hey, man, that sounds like a personal issue, man. It sounds like caught up in that Lubiderm moment. You know,
hey, bro, I was watching your live, and it drove me nuts. No, I'm playing.
Right? We all got our little sweetheart on today's show. Travis Hyland, you know, decided to get off his throne and join us.
What? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm doing it again, man. I'm trying not to fucking die out here.
Hey, Travis, you know what? Since we're picking on you at the beginning of the show, and we're going to kind of start on a relevant topic instead of us just joking around, if I bought you Make America Great Hat Again, would you wear it?
About 2 years ago, hell, 3 months ago, I would have said no. But at this point, man, at this point, yeah. And I think I would also do it just to fuck with the people who are so absolutely blind and ignorant to anything positive that's happening in this government right now, just because it's not on their fucking track.
Right. You know, my sponsor posted Make America Great, a picture of the Make America Great Again hat. And he put, you know, little aspects to it. You would not believe the amount of hate that he got. He got customers telling, we don't want to do business with you. We're not going to, you know, we don't want to even correlate aspects with you. Why is it that people look at that aspect, that hat, and formulate so much hatred towards our country? And I'll start with you, MF Beck.
I should have.
Well, they pretty much just turned the hat into a symbol. You know what I mean? Like, they give you this image and they project nothing but hate and fear mongering and all types of other shit behind the hat. And now I've heard something about it's pretty much like a supporting white supremacy if they're wearing a fucking hat and this and this and this. So pretty much just the media and the, you know, anybody that has anything to do against Trump, they made it look like anybody that wears that shit, they're crazy, they're racist, they're fucking homophobes. You know, there's all types of like a stigma that comes behind what they're doing. And it's pretty much they don't want people thinking for themselves, you know what I mean? So it's like if somebody supports Trump, you're a fucking racist. Somebody wears a hat, you're a racist. Even though they have no basis behind, you know, these accusations, they just want to sit there and project whatever they want to project because they don't want you going that direction. So instead of, you know, trying to convince people otherwise, they just discredit you by making you seem crazy or racist, and then nobody's going to, you know, fucking talk to you. But then this is also the side where it's like the progressive, you know, like we're inclusive, we're everything else. But yet, if you have a different opinion outside of them, you're chastised, you know what I mean? You're pretty much outcasted. They're going to fuck you up on the internet. You know, they're going to not do business with you. There's all types of other shit that goes on with it, dude. It's all fucking wild to me.
Oh, well, wait till tomorrow. You know, Cash 916 can attest to this. He watched one of my lives the other night. And I'm going to be doing a story tomorrow night on the plight of the Palestinian people. You know, it wasn't something that I had to think long and hard about. It was something that's been in my heart, you know, for quite a while. As you know, I removed myself from a promotion and a PR firm because when I got the press release, and in the press release they asked me what did I like change, what other fighters would I like correlated with myself. And, you know, it's a Muay Thai promotion. So I said, you know, I want them to know who I've interviewed. And I added a name to that list by the name of Rami Zayden Ibrahim, the son of Palestine, the Cinderella man, one of the greatest Muay Thai legends in history next to Buckow. And the CEO for Lion Fight said, absolutely not. Why is his name included in there? And so I basically told him to go fuck himself. I told him, you know, I would not put a dollar between blood. And, you know, he went on this tangent. Well, this is the same promoter that we had talked about before, that he's Jewish. And you know what, I want to clear this up right now before I even go any further in this story. First and foremost, for you people that want to claim you know everything, Jewish isn't a nationality. You're Israeli. Jewish people, that's a religion. And here's a little bit more clarification for you. Jesus was Jewish, but he was of Palestinian descent. So if you want to go out there and cause controversy and cause hate, I think you need to look in your history books and read a little bit more into the biblical aspect before you think you know it all. Because personally, you don't know shit. You know, with that being said, Cash, what did you think of that live feed I did the other night?
Well, to keep it real, bro, I only saw a few minutes, and then, you know, I got a big-ass family, so I had to attend to the kids. Yeah, but, no, I didn't catch much of it, but I caught the very first beginning of it. So I have, honestly, I don't want to speak out of my ass because I really didn't see the whole thing, so.
Well, do you have any text to add to it?
Bro, that shit's it's not in my country, bro. I don't give a fuck what they do over there. I'm worried about what the fuck I got going on.
Well,
you know what I mean?
This is happening here. This is happening here, bro.
Yeah, that shit is not dealing with me, bro. It's not my people. I honestly don't give a fuck. Really.
All right, first and foremost,
I'm keeping it up. I'm keeping it up.
Disagreement right here. We're going to have our first fucking disagreement right here. And I don't mean to try to, you know, be a little boisterous, but I'm going to kind of put you in check just a little bit, homie. First and foremost, if you're on American soil, you're an American. You show me one motherfucker that comes over here that can say they were born here that's white. There ain't one. You show me a Mexican that's here, I might agree with you. You show me an Indian, I might agree with you. But the story and the plight of the Palestinian people, it isn't just for them. It's for all colors. It's for all nationalities. You know, you talk about worrying about yours, but when you think about it, it is about yours. If we don't stand up for one, then we're not standing up for all. So at the end of the day, it is about you. It is about
you. You've got a lot of religion to deal with that, and anybody can interpret their own shit how they want to. You know what I mean?
I feel you on that, but you know what I'm saying?
I have no business speaking on what they got going on. Now, give me let me know what's going on. I didn't see your live, like I said, all the way. But whatever they got going on, but I know what's happening in my life. And that's all I'm trying to say. Hey, I'm sympathetic for all the people that get hate and get hated on.
Well, that's what the whole synopsis of the story was. It isn't just about the plight of the Palestinian people. It's about the plight of all people, the plight of all colors, the discriminatory factors against everybody in life. You know, it's about standing up for each and every one of us. And hey, all of us not construing hate.
No. But I mean, like, join the fucking club. If you're not, everybody's gotten hated on. Every fucking race has gotten hated on. Every religion has gotten hated on.
And that's where I went. You know, I said that we need to stop the hate. We can look at our neighbor, and instead of having ignorance, we can acknowledge him. We don't have to like him, but we can acknowledge him. We can have a debate like we are right now and still walk away brothers. You know, that was the synopsis of my life.
Just fucking, like, the hate. Dude, kill the hate. I'm 100% with you on that. You know what I mean? But when it comes to, like, all the Judaism, fucking Islam, all that, bro, I stay in my own fucking lane, so I know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's all I'm trying to say. All
right, let me ask you one question.
Yes, sir. At the
end of the day, how do we all fucking get buried, bro?
In the fucking ground, bro.
So does that make any one of us better than anybody?
No, never. Nope.
You can't take what you make with you.
Nope.
I'd like to chime in here, Don.
Go ahead.
So, you know, and I completely agree with you 100%. And this goes back to, you know, kind of what we started the show talking about, you know, that simple line, make America great again. You know, we were told this story, at least, that in, you know, 1942, in the World War II, World War I, America used to be moral. We used to go out and we used to fight the bad guys. We used to stop injustices, you know. We used to try and be, you know, justice and moral and upright, you know. But now you look at things like, you know, just like you said, like the Palestinian conflict, or one that I'm a little more familiar with, is what's going on in Yemen right now. And because, you know, hello?
Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here. It
right.
said your little English lady was talking to me, though. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Your little robot voice chimed in and was talking to me.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. Go ahead.
She said I was in the queue or something.
Oh, well, you're on the show, so go ahead and say what you're
All right. Oh, damn. Sorry about that. But, yeah, like I'm saying, so I'm even a little more familiar with what's going on in Yemen right now. And in 2012... you know, President Obama decided to placate the Saudis because, you know, the Saudis take all of our oil and they make everyone in the world turn their money into American money to buy oil. That's what the petrodollar is. And in 2012, Obama sent an embargo down to Yemen, where there are now U.S. battleships surrounding fucking Yemen and not allowing supplies in. And last year in the summer in Yemen, as many children died of starvation as died in the entirety of the Holocaust. Now, I'm going to repeat that again. Just let that sink in for a second. As many people died of starvation in Yemen last summer as died in the entirety of the Holocaust. And that is happening right now 100% because Obama and the United States decided to, you know, choose money and decide to allow Saudi Arabia to use our army however the fuck they'd like, and we are now the ones who are committing a genocide in another country. Just like we are funding Israel to do in Palestine right now, just like we are funding a fuck ton of people to do in Africa right now, man. So, I mean, you know, we are at this point where America has, you know, it's not great anymore. We're not standing up for what's right and what's moral and what should be done. We're fucking arguing about there being 78 different fucking genders. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Are you still there, Travis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, I have to agree with you. You know, I want to get MFX's thoughts on this.
Well, I think there's a lot of tragedy going on in the rest of the world, and it's like what Travis said. You know, he actually enlightened me to this. I did a little bit of research on it, my damn self. But it goes down to the government. You're like, we're not great. You know, like it's all about the money. Everything's followed back to the money. What's happening in Yemen, you know, like what's happening with fucking Palestine. Like everything is going back to money. And then over here, everybody's completely distracted, hating each other for whatever fucking political reasons they want to hate each other for. So it's almost like it could be like a smoke and mirrors gig, you know what I mean? Get everybody distracted over here hating each other. What do I keep hearing?
It's somebody's earpiece or mic.
Yeah, that's gotta be funny.
But anyway, it's like a smoke and mirrors get going on right now. You know what I mean? There's all this shit going on in the rest of the world, but everybody over here is gonna fight over fucking genders and being called, you know, ma'am and fucking all this other fucking stupid shit that doesn't even fucking matter. And everybody's being taught to just hate because why? Because the fucking TV told you to, or the radio fucking told you to, or you know, it's like, if you're part of this group, you have to hate this group. Like, what the fuck kind of tribalism is going on right now? Like, you know, there's, like, corporate feudalism. There's fucking political tribalism. Like, I don't even know how to fucking explain it, dude. And people are dying. People are fucking dying, and nobody cares. And even the fucking the human trafficking right now, dude, I read some shit fucking this morning, right? In fucking Sacramento. In Sacramento, they're you know, all of California, but Sacramento is, like, one of the main fucking hubs out here for human trafficking. But people give a shit about other human lives, right? Nah, they only give a shit about the lives that they deem fucking worthy. So if it's the Yemens, if it's fucking the Palestinians, you know what I mean? If it's the fucking sex trafficking fucking, you know, victims over here, nobody fucking cares. Why? Because it doesn't align with their political agenda. Same thing like fucking, you know, like the immigration fucking nonsense that's going on right now, right? Like, it's okay. But I got a buddy that's been here since he was fucking 5 years old. He still doesn't have his fucking green card. Motherfucker doesn't speak, doesn't even look fucking Spanish. You know what I mean? Mom's straight from fucking Colombia or some shit like that. Like, but she's definitely not a fucking citizen. You know, but with all the shit going on in California, they're giving, you know, they're trying to get all these people in for fucking nothing. But that's only if you're from Mexico. If you're from any place else, you got to go through the system. So it's fucked up no matter how you look at it. I'm just waiting for a civil uprising, hopefully, or some kind of shit. Vigilantism, I don't fucking care. Or even, I'm going on a fucking rant, excuse me. But you know now in California, Don, that you can, like, somebody can rape a fucking minor and not be, you know, what was it documented as a fucking, what do you call it? What's the fucking shit I'm thinking of? Travis, help me out.
Sex offender.
Thank you. Registered as a sex offender. If it's less than 10 years, they don't get registered as a sex offender. So that means that if you're 18, you can fuck an 8-year-old and you're not going to jail. That's happening in California right the fuck now. Right now. And then over in fucking New York, you can have an abortion up to any point of childbirth.
Up to 9 fucking months, bro.
Bro, they can do it 10 minutes beforehand. It doesn't fucking matter. That's how twisted this world is, but everybody wants to complain about a MAGA hat, right? Like all these fucking racists. But you know, fucking people are killing people, and Obama's fucking pretty much, he's got the most deaths under his belt for a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Or a Nobel Prize winner, not peace. But a Nobel Prize winner with how many deaths, dude? Like, but everybody loves him, man. He was a great fucking president, right? Let's all fucking hate the white guy with fucking a bad, you know, mop on his fucking head.
You know, I think we need to take a couple moments and pay homage to Cash 916. So let's do that right now. You know what? Cash, this is dedicated to you, bro. Damn, here I go. Damn right here.
But that shit get me going every time, boy.
You know, see, that's what I love about this show. We're not always going to agree with each other, people. We're not always going to agree, you know. But
that's what makes it great.
Is we still love each other at the end of the fucking show. And that's the whole point of my show Thursday. You know, I'll say it like I did in my live feed. This just isn't about the plight of the Palestinian people. It's for everybody, black, white, Chinese, Mexican. The hatred has gone beyond what it needs to be. We look back in life to an era when I grew up, when you can watch the news and the truth was told. And now you take it to where we're at now. And social media construes hate. It shares lies. It shares half-truths. The news don't even tell the truth anymore if they even share the story. You know, that's what this show is about. That's what life is about. We need to back each other. You know, because it doesn't matter what fucking color you are. We need to stop hating each other. We need to come together as one. We need to change the aspects of where this country is going. We need to create a coalition, a brotherhood, a sisterhood of people who want this country, who love this country, and appreciate this country, and come together as one, and we can have open debates, open arguments, and still walk away as brothers and sisters. It isn't about creating greater animosity. It isn't about creating the hate and let it reflect and continue to grow. It's about being one. And with that being said, I'm going to throw it to my boy Cash 916.
We're good?
What are your thoughts, you dumbass Mexican?
Bro, you're fucking talking. I don't know if you're Barbara Walter-ing me here, bro. You know what? I'm just listening to what you're saying. You're not asking no questions. You're just making statements.
I asked you for your thoughts.
For my thoughts on what on your statement?
Yes.
That's your statement. You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah. I said it before. I fucking hate the hate. I don't like the hate. You know what I mean? If you want to say I hate everybody the same. So everyone's on an equal playing field so nobody gets jealous. He hates me worse than he hates them. Fucking weirdos. but the show, I appreciate the show because we can do the shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's 100%, bro. Like, we talked about it last week. There's, you know, how people were, you know, we have the fucking right to just do and say whatever we want. And you use your platform, you know, to get the fucking truth across, your opinion across, you know, what people want, what you want to say and not worry about what, you know, what platform you're using it, like fucking Facebook to take you off or whatever. You know what I mean? That's what, yeah, I fucking love the show, bro. You know, agree or disagreements. You know, it's fucking great. You know, we grow. That's all. It's growth.
That's one thing that pisses me off about Facebook. You know, I can post something in a journalistic manner. It gets taken down. And my sponsor got so mad, he took and posted the same thing, and yet they let it stay up. But I get threatened with a 3-day ban, and then ultimately get banned, you know. So when you look at it in that aspect, why does social media look at people like myself that want to spread the truth, that want to tell the story like it is, why do they hinder our thoughts? But yet, Johnny, MF or Travis can go post the same thing that I do, and it's acceptable. But I post it, and I get banned. Why is that, MF?
Well, you probably
want it. That's how this shit works.
What's that?
I love white. I got blonde hair. And I got fucking gray eyes. So technically, as long as I don't fucking say any of the hot buttons, like, you know, China, Tweaker, you know, Rosebud, I don't fucking know. It's all fucking biased, dude. Like, that's all it ever fucking is. Like, you know, it's like all these fucking white people that sit there and just fucking, you know, talk about white privilege and this and this and this. It's like, you know how you envision yourself, motherfuckers? Y'all envision yourself being carried up by the minorities, you know, looked at you like some form of a fucking god complex. That's why they bullshit on that. And why you can fucking, why you can't say it, you're fucking radio, dude. You know what I mean? If somebody else is going to post it, they're like, ah, it doesn't fucking matter. It's just somebody's opinion. Oh, he's radio? No. We can't have fucking, you know, we can't have him thinking for himself and saying shit that'll get other people thinking for themselves. That just won't do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, you know, I sat here and I thought about it and I spoke with the attorneys. I spoke with all my sponsors. And they say because my voice is worldwide, and that's probably one of the main inclinations of why they don't let me speak or say, you know. And finally, when I did post, I had to post through an ad me type aspect because that's the only way I could post right now. You know, I put, if I can't kiss my own ass, why should I kiss yours? And that's how I feel about life. You know, if I can't kiss my own ass, don't expect me to kiss yours. You know, I think in today's society, everybody expects something. That expectation, it comes with, without giving back. And I think that's a part that's from the OG status to the G status to this millennial flocka waka, whatever the fuck you want to call these, this new generation, these heroin addicts, whatever the fuck they are, these unicorn and fucking rainbow stealers or whatever the fuck you want to call them. I think that this new generation has corrupted America beyond belief. I think the aspects that they're adding and perplexing into society is fueling the hate. It's fueling the fire. Why is it that the older Americans, like myself, why are we sitting back and allowing these young, uneducated, and some of them are educated, so I shouldn't say that, these people that truly don't know the aspects of politics and life in general, why are we allowing them to disrupt our nation? And I'll take that up with you, Travis Hyland.
You know, what's unfortunate about it is this was all brought in under the guise of good intent. You know, when you grow up and you teach an entire generation of children that nothing they ever do is failure and that nobody ever loses at any fucking sports and that everyone gets a fucking participation trophy and that you can be whatever you want to be. I mean, you know, it is essentially my generation and the one above mine who have done a lot of the, you know, the bad, shitty parenting with a lot of these fucking kids. And now we're seeing them finally come to, you know, the age to where they're being considered adults. And it's like, what the fuck do you expect? You've been telling them that they can be 78 different fucking genders and a fucking fox kin their entire fucking life. Yeah, that's what we're going to have, you know? And it kind of comes back to that old saying, Don, and that's good times create weak, hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. You know, and it's this cycle, man. I mean, look at, you know, I like to look into history for a lot of these things, you know, and one of my favorite historical, you know, stories, you could call it whatever, is, you know, the life of Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan in his lifetime killed somewhere around 70 million people. He killed like 15% of the population of the planet Earth. We know this because he killed so many fucking people in his lifetime, him and you know, the people he was with, that they changed the carbon footprint on the Earth. Okay? And then, you know, Genghis goes on to have four sons, Kublai being the one who took over the empire after that. And within one generation, the entire fucking Mongol Empire had completely fallen apart, and they were back to living in fucking huts. And Genghis Khan told them why this would happen, and he attributed it to living in cities. I mean, you know, of course we're talking about the fucking 1200s, but think about this bad motherfucker being so goddamn hard that he thought if you moved into a city, it would make you fucking weak, and then eventually the empire would fall. And, you know, we had this man who in a lot of ways was incredible. You know, he killed a fuck ton of people, but he also opened up the Silk Road and, you know, caused trade and innovation and, you know, shit that was beyond anything of the time. But it all comes back down to the fact that, you know, there is a bad parenting epidemic going on. And, you know, I see so many kids my age, you know, look at all the 20-year-old, you know, girls, the 20-year-old guys, and now they're having kids. Look, you know, look at how fucking ignorant people have become, how weak and how far down that they've fallen with all of this PC culture and, you know, this made-up gender pronoun bullshit. You know, and now they're having kids, and now they're raising their kids as babies and their children. You know, we have babies growing up now that are not being, you know, called one gender or the other. You know, so I'll bring this question back to you, Don. What does it look 10 years from now? What does it look if we keep going down this road and now instead of giving everybody a participation trophy, we fucking eliminate genders and everybody can be whatever the fuck they want? You know, where does that get us?
It doesn't get us anywhere. You know, matter of fact, if, you know, and I still hope to be alive in 10 years, if that type of situation arises, I probably would be the first to pull out a gun and pull the trigger on my own head. You know, I don't like the way society has gone now. And, you know, I'll tell you, the other night I was sitting here watching a TV commercial, and it was for a major corporation. And at the end of the commercial, they show two grown men kissing. And I'm not a homophobe. I have nothing against homosexuality. What you do in your own, you know, your own place, behind your own doors is your own business. You know, even, you know, people like myself that are heterosexual, you know, we don't do that aspect in public. You know, have some decent respect for, you know, the people around you. You know, have some respect for yourself. But to see this correlate more and more and more on television, you know, and I got to be honest, it bothers me, because I look at people like Johnny who have children, and I look at other friends that I have that have children, and this isn't a choice. Life is supposed to be a choice. This isn't a choice. This is being forced onto our children. So when you look at something that is, you're in there cooking dinner, and let's say, Johnny, your daughter or your son runs up to you and says, "Daddy, is it cool that I just seen two men kissing on TV?" How do you handle a situation like that, bro?
They'll probably laugh, honestly. Real talk. You'll be like, "Oh, my God, you see this gross shit we saw on the TV? What the fuck you watching, Dad?" You know what I mean? But no, I'm gonna answer this question the same way Travis answered the last question. It's all about the parenting. The parents they have parental controls on their TV, number one. You know what I mean? And you turn the fucking TV on. And if it's your house, you're the fucking king of your castle, or you're the queen of your castle. And you ultimately decide what the fuck goes on in your home. So if you want to put some bullshit on, then and subject your kids to it, yeah. Every fucking station is doing it. Hey, fucking buy a DVD player, or, you know what I mean, limit TV time. It's, if they're going to force it and it's going to be on every fucking station, we as parents have every fucking right not to turn that goddamn TV on, not to get cable, not to watch any fucking news. You know what I mean? So it's the parent. And that's where, like, you know, I wanted to chime in a little bit on the what you asked Travis, and this question kind of similar. It is the same shit. It's the parents. It's whoever was raising these kids. My son just turned 18. This motherfucker ain't eating Tide Pods. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker ain't doing the Bird Box Challenge. You know, he's not worried about, you know, nothing stupid shit. Hey, bro, you need to take care of you. You're a man now. Now I'm describing to you, you know what I mean, what nobody described to me when I turned 18. This is the fucking real deal Holyfield right now, man. Like, you ain't playing no games no more. If you fuck up, it's jail. You know what I'm saying? And then those are decisions that you make as a man now. You got to fucking do it. So I just hope I did enough. You know what I mean? If he doesn't, for example, we're talking about the participation trophies and shit like that. Dude, that's some bullshit. I would never put my kid in a program like that. You know, I bought my kids a Xbox for Christmas. One of my sons got mad and tossed a controller and fucking broke it, right? Now, I was giving them all $50. No one wanted to cop to it who did it. So you know what I did? Oh, it's okay. Fuck no. Hey, how much does a controller cost? $60? Yep. All you guys are paying for it. None of you guys are getting money now. You know what I mean? Fuck that noise, bro. Most parents that I know would have put the shit back in the box and said it was broken and go take it back and not never reprimand their kids. That is some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because it just leads them to failure when they get older. You know, we're dealing with it right now. MF, I don't know if you read that post on my page this morning about you know, the girls getting into the car. But we know them personally. We've known them for years, you know. And we had to cut ties with them because they don't parent their kids right. And it doesn't surprise me that that little girl got in that car with that man that was trying to fucking traffic her. It doesn't surprise me because a lot of these parents aren't fucking being parents. And it pisses me off when they hop on the fucking TV and want to say, oh, I'm a good parent. Oh, I do this. Oh, I do that. Oh, I can't control what my kids do. Oh, I can't control who their friends are. Bullshit, you're the fucking parent. You control whatever the fuck goes on in your house. You know what I mean? All my kids know. You have a mom because I split custody with my kids. You have a mom, dude. You don't have to fucking come here. If you don't want to go by my rules or, you know, obey what the fuck's going on in my house, you don't have to be here. Will it hurt me? Fuck yes. But sometimes tough love's better than no love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. But you know what, man? I'm making light of it. But I take everything that you say to heart. But if I was your kids, you know what I would have said?
Oh.
Big smoke, low, open bags rolling, light it up smoking, just a plug ghost show, all doors open, back at it choking like an asthmatic, now I don't want static, metal exit loose fabric, whoa, I'm doper than early 80s coke, tight large, got it stuck up in your lady's throat, banging hoes, why love it, I'll pour it, no pop, shove it, I'm loving thoughts, coming backstage, these slops sucking, we on, damn. Low, pupils dilated, live beat, vibe flows, rappers violated, game week, tighten up, y'all align weight, till the end of come, shit, yeah, I admire patience, silly rabbit tricks up for y'all, I am saying, quit now, bitch out, yeah, you're trying to fail, can't be all that you want now, I ain't playing, y'all are weak as fuck and I ain't paying, nah, ooh, get a loop, get a loop, ooh, 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 give me the juice, you, got me fucked all the way up, cookie bag.
That's my shout out to my boy Eyes Low from Fairfield. That was his verse. Oh, that boy killed it, man. That's real bars, man. That's real lyrics, man. That's real lyricist right there in the building. If you had to let it go on further, you'd have heard me kill that shit. But hey, glad you got to hear the music, dog. Glad you got to hear it.
Oh, we'll play it in its entirety at the end of the show. That's
all good,
man. But, man, I just want people to know that we're not just for, you know, different aspects of life on this show, but we're for talented different aspects of life on this show. We have Cash 916, who's a tremendous artist. We got MF Beck changing lives and teaching the aspects of martial arts and sharing his knowledge with others and creating greatness and helping others find their path in life. And then we just got our sweet little piece of ass, Mr. Travis Hyland, with our technology, history, and philosophy guru, man. And then you got me, just a goofy-ass guy on the other end of the mic. But when we come together, we're family. And, you know, Cash, I want to apologize, man. I got a little abrupt with you earlier. But you know what, bro? I'm just passionate about what I do. I'm passionate about things.
Bro, there's no offense taken, bro. I'm super thick-skinned, and I wasn't even in the least bit offended at all, G. You know what I mean? And it sucks that you have to apologize because you didn't want to hurt no one's feelings or whatever. That's the fucking kind of bullshit generation we live in, dude. You know what I mean? Knowing you know me, you know, believe me, if I would thought you were offensive or said something, I would have said something, but come on, dog. You know what I mean? That sucks that we have to be that way because it's such of a pussified generation we're in right now. But no, I appreciate it, dog. For real.
Oh, it's all good. But in all fairness, you didn't listen to the whole live feed, so
yeah.
You didn't know the context in its entirety. And it was a little wrong for me to throw that on you in that aspect. And, you know, without explaining the full ideology of the feed and the context of the feed, you know, and, man, I'm just like that, bro. If I'm wrong, I admit I'm wrong. You know, see, that's one thing about life. Transparency is tremendous. If you're as clear as glass, you ain't got shit to worry about. You know, let the motherfuckers hate. Because if you know you're real, you have nothing to worry about. You know, I do want to touch on a couple things before we move on here. I will be moving to Wisconsin February 9th. It's going to be righteous. It's going to be real. I'm looking forward to that. But I want you guys to know that the show will continue. We're never going to stop this show. This show is for life. This show is till the day they bury me. So that aspect of my life is going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to transpire and be crazy aspects. You know, I look at the wall. I look at everything that's going on. I'm so dismayed by society. I'm so dismayed by people's destructive thoughts and all the falsities that are accrued in life. And we sit and we come on here each and every week and we talk about them, you know, hoping that we make a difference or we change some aspects of thoughts in somebody's mind, or, you know, how they look at the day or how they perceive something. MF Beck, if you had to surmise a quote or a thought of what this show is about for you and what it allows you to express or correlate through your walk in life, what would that be?
I think it's diving more into like a darker side of my mind, to be honest. You know, a lot of things we talk about, most people are afraid to talk about in public just in general. And most people, you know, when they hear my opinion, they automatically try to refute it, try to rebuttal it, you know, try to fucking argue it, or people want to know my opinion or ask my opinion pretty much just because they want to, you know, get some kind of response to it. So personally, it's a breath of fresh air. You know, it's like Johnny, Travis, you, it's like we can all have a conversation, like an actual conversation. It's like, and I do my best to listen. You know, like I feel passionate about what I feel passionate about, but it's cool because it's like I get to see three other aspects of the same topic. You know, it increases my knowledge and increases my awareness about certain situations that even, you know, get brought up. And it's like I may be educated a little bit, but it's always good to get a little more information, you know what I mean? And I just think the freedom of doing it, I think there's a lot of people out there that are kind of silent on what they hear, you know, on what they feel. And it's like they actually hear people almost like anti-heroes, you know what I mean? We possibly be like superhero anti-heroes to a lot of people, and we don't fucking know it. You know, but it's a lot of people, it's they feel comfortable knowing that other people feel the same way, but that's just how humans are in general. You know, that's how tribalism fucking starts in the first place. You know, we generally gravitate towards people, towards things that we're comfortable with, that we know, that we're alike. So right now there's a lot of people, it's like they want to state their opinion. You know, they want to say how they feel because they feel left out. Doesn't matter, you know, what race, creed, or creator they are. It's like they feel like they're not really part of society, like they don't fit into society. You know, and like for all of us, I can only really speak on myself, so forgive me. But it's like, I just don't care about the tribalism, Pat, man. I'm either going to be cool with you or I'm not going to be cool with you. You know, it's like you were talking about seeing things on TV and seeing, you know, hearing things on the radio and this and this. And the way I see it, I you know, I don't like what's on TV. I don't fucking watch it. I don't like this shit. I don't fucking go to it. You know, like I'm not going to engage in these conversations, you know, no matter how strongly I feel about it. Because I know, number one, at least 70% of people are brainwashed. You know, there's no way around that. You know what I mean? Everybody's kind of got their own bias and your prejudices one way, shape, or form. But it's if people don't know they're ignorant, I can sit here until I'm blue in the face and give you the knowledge. You know, I can fucking put it out in a goddamn pop-up book. You know what I mean? But until people realize their ignorance on the topic, you really can't convince them otherwise, you know, because, like, how are you going to fix something that you don't believe is broken? So this show, I think it brings up so many different aspects of one particular topic at a time. You know, it helps people open up their minds. That's one of my favorite things about this show. It's just, you know, you can grow and you can learn so many different things, but you got to have people that disagree. You know, we can't be in a room full of yes men, dude. Like, ain't nothing going to get fucking done that way. Yeah, you know, people need to tell me I'm fucking up, because I'll be the first one to let you know you're fucking up. You know, at least for what I could see. But I'm not going to sit there and, you know, chastise you and berate you for what the fuck is going on in your life, because what good is that going to fucking do anyway?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's just, it's not gonna change anything or add anything. You know, Travis, I'd like to get your thoughts, you know, because although I do pick on you, I do give you a bad time. I truly appreciate the knowledge that you ascertain at such a young age. I truly appreciate who you are in your walk in life. You truly are a tremendous young man for the knowledge that you do ascertain. What are your thoughts on this show and what we create?
You know, I was hoping you'd throw this question to me, Don, because I think I've actually said this on this show before. But, you know, what we are doing here, yeah, it's four guys talking shit to each other, making jokes. But at the same time, freedom of speech is the one thing that we have that sets us apart from everybody. You know, and that means including speech that you don't fucking agree with, including hate speech. The only way that human beings have ever fucking figured anything out ever is by sitting down and having a discussion. You know, that's the only way that you find out there are bad ideas, you know. And so that's what is most disturbing to me about, you know, kind of what's going on in society. And we see it all the time at college campuses where, you know, they want to fucking shout down Ben Shapiro and say, oh, Ben Shapiro's a fucking Nazi racist and he can't speak at Berkeley. Oh, you mean Ben Shapiro, the Jewish guy, is a Nazi racist? No, okay, cool, Berkeley, cool. You know, but, I mean, so it doesn't seem like a lot, but at the same time, there's nowhere else that we can do this, you know? We couldn't take this show onto network television, Don. We would either get shut the fuck down, or every single one of us would suicide ourselves, you know, in the back of the head fucking with two or three bullets. And this is really one of those things where it is the last bastion, the last frontier of fighting about something that actually fucking matters. And that is the ability to have open and free fucking discussion and to have debate about any and all fucking topics and ideas, no matter what they are. You know, it is an incredibly important thing. And I never thought that I personally, you know, would be a part of anything like this. You know, it's weird because, like I said, you know, this isn't shit. I'm sitting in my truck right now in a parking lot fucking smoking weed and talking shit with fucking, you know, three of my best friends. But at the same time, you know, it is so fucking important that we retain the ability to be able to have free speech. And I think that that's what this show is doing.
Well, you know, we've already got Cash's thoughts on the show. We got him last week. We got him this week. You know, I'll bring up a thought that I shared in my live feed. You can take away all social media aspects from me. You can stop every interaction I have on the interweb. You can do anything, but the one thing you can't take from me is my voice. You can't take that aspect of who I am. You can't take that from me. You can't take my show from me. You can shut me down for an episode or two, but you can't take my true thoughts, my true expressions, and where I feel life has gone. You know, and I think that's what's so wonderful about this show is all of you have correlated it so well. You know, as you've seen in the beginning of the show, we don't always agree. We're still friends. You know, we're still brothers. And the thing about it is we're all of different descent. We're all of different aspects. But all of life can be this way for everybody. And that's the part that perplexes me is why can't people just grasp the simple magnitude that, yeah, we can disagree with one another. Yeah, we don't have to like what you're saying, but I don't hate you. And that's the part that fucks me up, is why does hate have to be inclusive in a debate or in an argument? You know, I know things get heated. I know aspects get perplexed. But, you know, I'm starting to believe that hatred is taught at home. You know, and that's a weird, equation for me to even perplex on the show, because, you know, as with fear, we're brought into this life, we don't know any better. So we're taught to fear things. So is it just now in these days and times that that aspect of fear is being taught more and more at home and expressed into society? And I'll start with you, Cash.
I don't think it's, I mean, the fear thing, I'll more call it education, dude, because, like, you have to educate them. You have to educate your kids. You got to tell them, no, hey, here's what's going to go on, and if you do this or if you say this, you can face this repercussion. I tell my kids all the time, not everybody raises kids like you guys are being raised. You know what I mean? We're different. I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, we're not fucking aliens or nothing, but a lot of people nowadays won't agree with how I raise my kids or the way I do it. So fear, putting fear, no, I don't think it's really fear. I think it's, you know, I think you should educate them. You know, be scared of the cops. Don't reach for your fucking wallet. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. But, I mean, do you want to do this? I tell my son, hey, you're 18 now. Just know now when you fuck up, it's jail and not juvenile hall or not probation. You know, is he scared of juvenile hall or jail? Probably, probably not. Who knows? You know, but it's just that education. What if I constantly said, you know, pump fear in him, then I'm going to have a little pussy on my hands. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want that. You know, I mean, just look how the world's going now. So I just think we should educate. You know, talk to them about consequences. Talk to them about rewards also. You know, have a balance.
Yeah, you know, I agree. You know, and I don't know. Tomorrow's show is going to be, like I said in my live feed, and I'll say it here on the show, I know people are going to unfriend me, as they already have. I know people are going to unfollow me, as they already have. But to be quite honest with you, for every two that unfriend or unfollow me, I just feel that two more or three more that truly belong there fall into place. And I think it's an aspect of hate that I don't, you know, that I can think less about in my life and on my page. You know, I love this show and I love what we're doing. I know today kind of got a little, you know, thrown around in all different aspects, but, you know, I kind of want to end it up in this show up like we did the last 2 weeks in a row, you know, and kind of do our little musical thing, if you guys don't mind. You guys up for that?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, but first I want people to know who my man is, so we're not going to play that first track, but we're going to play a different track. I hope it's not the instrumental, because I hurried up and downloaded it, to be quite honest with you, but I want to play a little bit of some for my homie.
Punch a bitch larynx, crazy shit, y'all ain't original, really, y'all just some big ass parrots. It's like the rap gangs follow the leader. Hear me go spit a verse, millions they follow to eat it. A bunch of clones in the booth calling me conceited, but I'm spitting like the second coming of Pac out speakers. Yeah, I'm here to let y'all know time is up. Pinocchio knows be growing, trying to lie to us. Saying y'all the real shit, and don't start you up. And really, y'all weak rapping, and all y'all the soft as fuck.
Dogs, ooh, disrespect dogs, or some lines get crossed, and I swear y'all getting dogs. Ooh, they always act hard, and some pop off. It's funny, y'all dubs, don't ever think it's all love. We some dogs, you can never dog us. You can never dog us. Man, I'm out here with the big dogs. Rottweilers, clip full, boss spitter in the spot wildin', fucking niggas hollering. I do it for acknowledgement, cause most of the shit you poppin' shit is fraudulent, it's obvious. Eyes over cash, bring your bars back, John tap my eyes low, cause these are lines I jotted on my rhyme pad. These are bars I ink up, you frauds can never think of. I see your mouth moving, motherfucker, keep that thing shut. Big homie, brody, quit speaking like you know me. You don't want the homie, you just tweeting with emojis. Yeah, I give you all the smoke, Woody. How you want your beef cook? I give it to you raw, homie. Straight up off the meat hook, yo bitch get it raw too. Giving me the meat look. I stepped up in the picture and these suckers wanna retake. Why you trying to crop me out? Boogie trying to box me out. Probably cause I'm talking to these niggas trying to stop me now. I ain't with that mumble rap shit, y'all adapt to it. How you go from bubbling to bubbling this rap music? Give each other pounds of hugs, handshake the dabs to it. Whack ass, no bar, have a rapper just act stupid. Haha. Yeah, sedative, my sway voice, no sedative. I'm wide awake and stay poised and focused. We only moments away from blowing up and making noise. So tell your voice, cash and eyes low, flowing flame and poison. Man, I'm murder.
Shit, dog. That's just fire.
Hey, I was gassing on that motherfucker, man. Now I gave you about 22 bars of some real shit. Now, me and Islo got an album coming out, man. We're going to do a joint album. We already have a few songs together, so we might as well just finish and run with it. We play good off of each other. Dude's dope. His lyrics are dope. You know, he can rhyme any style, so you know what I mean? That's what's coming this year, man. Y'all be the first to know, too.
Hey, that's shit. That's the shit right there. All right, we're going to have one fake artist, and we're going to have two real artists. And we'll play
it. You better give it up when I'm right this time, too, fool. Last time I was right, right, you told me I was wrong.
All right, here we go.
You gotta be sly, boy.
Is now officially over, and we have nobody to thank but all these black people with their taste for expensive clothes, fancy cars, and of course, gaudy jewelry.
Stuck in my ways, I trusted your pace, and pray the paper could save us from the struggles and pain. Struggles and pain. Rhyming to reach the masses. Climbing the steepest ladder, my mind is a deeper capsule. What we imagine is not as wise as the preacher, but not as blind as the people's passion. Claiming that money equals happiness, I see the craftiness behind.
All right, what are y'all's thoughts on that? And I'll start with you, Cash.
When I first started the intro, I was like, what the fuck's going on here? But the little bit of rapping you played, I like your new style. I don't know about the beat, but he came in on point. He followed everything on point, and his lyrics were dope. So, but the intro, I lost me at the intro. I wouldn't even listen to any lyrics right after the intro was stupid. So, that's just my opinion.
MF?
I gotta agree with Johnny 100%. Like, I wouldn't even have went after the intro, dude. Like, what the fuck was that? The beat was kind of sloppy, but I like what he did, like, as far as lyrical-wise. Like, he was writing it. Like, he was kind of playful with what he was doing, but he actually had some dope lyrics. You know, so I gotta say, like, lyrical-wise, yeah. But it's like, beat-wise, it's like, dude, like, if you're shit at making your own beats, dog, like, it ain't that hard to find somebody on YouTube. You know what I mean? You can get fucking royalty-free fucking tracks for a little bit of fucking dough that's actually dope. You know, if you got good lyrics and you make shit beats, go on YouTube, dog, find somebody. But his lyrics were dope.
Travis.
First off, I'd like to say that I love Little John. But, you know, it's funny getting you to, you know, play both of those back-to-back, because you see the differences in between somebody who's a lyricist and somebody who just has six catchphrases and, you know, fucking super high energy. You know, it's, and it's kind of, you know, that whole, what are you in the mood for today? Do you want to just fucking zone out and watch TV? Or do you actually want to fucking read a fucking book on philosophy? You know, do you want to have your music that is actually, you know, that actually has meaning behind it, that's actually telling a story, that's actually talking about some real shit? Or do you just want to fucking jump up and down and fucking fist pump like an asshole?
Yeah, I feel you there on that. You know, let's go ahead, because we're running short on time, we're going to go ahead and jump to the next one.
She don't ever act right. Expeditiously check them, I see her acting reckless. About to put her on my checklist. She be killing it with that ass like her back is made of asbestos. Like mesothelioma, how she leaving me breathless. And when she feeling hungry, meet me in bikinis for breakfast. Damn girl, you know you wrong. You don't ever act right. You probably gon' step this right now and put me out on blast, right? And then she turn around, I see she keep that ass tight. We make some pretty babies, lady, creating them half white.
Alright, well,
I couldn't even fucking make it.
I'm dying.
I gotta start. Can I start this one down, please, please, please?
Yeah, you go ahead and start, bro.
For one, I fucking hate auto-tune. You gotta put that on the fucking record. Some people can do it right, proportionately. Like, Johnny, your track was dope. That's like one of the few ones with auto-tune I actually fucking enjoy. But I fucking hate auto-tune. I hate everything about it. Work your fucking voice. You know, practice. Practice to at least fucking harmonize. You ain't got to sing, motherfucker, but harmonize. You know what I mean? Put some fucking skill behind it. Leave out the fucking auto-tune. And then when he kicks in, this dude, like, I literally pictured a bald white dude with fucking glasses not even believing what he was rapping. He just had a little bit of talent to fucking make him rhymes. And that's it. Literally, like, right when he finished it, I was like, holy shit. Holy shit. I was like, this should be on Saturday Night Live. Like, that's literally what I saw.
Oh, cash.
Bro, hey, honestly, that's what you're hearing on the radio right now.
It is.
Like, yeah, that's what you're hearing on the radio. That's crazy. That's what you're hearing on the radio. Every single song, every other song on the radio has that same beat, that same tempo, that same type of rhyme, that same type of rhyming. You know what I mean? It wasn't bad, but it's fucking false. You could, it's haystack and haystack, if you know what I'm saying. You know, it's not even a fucking needle. It just blends in with all the other shit that's out.
Oh,
hey, fine, bro. That's why I got fucking auto-tune. It's like, do or die.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you guys can fucking harmonize. You ain't even got to sing. You just got to harmonize, and that shit sounds so gangster.
Yeah.
Travis, your thoughts on that?
All right, well, I'll also say that I love Dickie as well. I find him to be hilarious.
But, oh, this is amazing.
But, you know, yeah, it was exactly like Johnny said. It's almost as if there has become a formula to, you know, all of these different styles of music, you know. I was up super high fucking, you know, late on YouTube fucking one night. And there's a music video that's called, like, I think it's like The Formula of Country Music. And it, like, literally just goes through and breaks down, like, literally every top 100 fucking country song. And they all have, they're all singing about the exact same fucking things, with the exact same fucking beats. And it just, it's people have found out, you know, in every style, whether it's rapping, whether it's fucking hip hop, you know, whether it's country, they've broken it down into a formula. And that's why, you know, that's why I think it doesn't resonate the way it does when you hear some real shit.
Yeah, I feel you there. Let's go ahead and play the last one. Oh, God, I hope this one's better.
That chillin' that shit, you heard? Luciano, Skyscraper, it's your boy Gucci Gray.
I could teach you how to get your cash right. I could teach you how to get your back right. I could teach you how to get your swag right. I could show you how to let a fat fly. If I could really put you on, I could really put you on. I could really put you on. I could really put you on. I could teach you how to get your cash right. I could teach you how to get your bag right. I could teach you how to get your swag right. I could show you how to let a fat fly. If I could really put you on.
Nigga, I could teach you how to sing, bruh. You know.
Somebody can teach me how to rap right.
He said,
you get
your cash right.
Crazy.
What's your thoughts, Cash?
They said they could get your cash right. Nah, he's tripping. I mean, like I said, that kind of fell into the similar fucking one as last time. I can hear that shit every other song on the radio. You know? That's like a Migo type of thing right there. He auto-tuned it. And he's repeating himself, and he's saying the last word. You know what I mean? It's like that, right, bro. Fuck. I mean, third grade education, I'm guessing. Fuck, man.
But look,
hey, I have a buddy who is so fucking dope, bro. He's so fucking dope. The song that's on the radio right now is auto-tuned out. It's a good song, but I'm like, bro, you're way better than this. But to get on the radio, that's the song that they're looking for. That's the style they're looking for. That shit is garbage, bro. Like, just I'm recording a song Friday night. I'm recording a song called Hard Bars Only. I'm going to email it to you guys Saturday because that's how much I want this song to get out because it's so fucking dope. It's, man, just wait. All these fucking weirdos are making me pumped up. What happened?
We'll just have to have you on Sunday, bro.
Hey, you had me on Sunday. I sent you two new songs, My Dogs and then Getting the Loot. I sent you those two, and then I'll send you another one. Bro, that's half the album. You know what I mean? Fucking that. But it's dope. Dope. We're coming hard all 2019. So all the auto-tune, mumbling shit, keep that shit in 2018, dog.
Travis, your thoughts before we kind of wrap things up with Emma?
I mean, man, I think it was surmised perfectly. People got to go out there, you know, and just fucking be you. Be the best person that you can be. Be the best, whatever the fuck it is that you do, just stay fucking real and work hard at it. You know, that's the formula. The formula is to fucking work hard and be real.
You know, we're going to jump off here in just a second before we do... I don't even want to get MF's thoughts because I already know what he thinks on that.
You're just going to cut me out, huh?
What are your thoughts, homie?
Two pieces. Well, one, that goes right on what you said, what Johnny said, and what Travis said, all thrown into fucking one. That, to me, is laziness, pure fucking laziness, because they were told that if they did auto-tune, made stupid shit like that, that they could fucking make it. So rather than try and perfect their craft, they just go the fucking easy route and do exactly what they think is going to get on the fucking radio. It's all that is pure fucking laziness.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's
no.
Man, I tell you what, it's crazy. But, you know, even some of the greatest aspects of the industry are going that way. And I'll give you guys actually, I'll play a prime example. And I mean, I'm sure you guys will know who this is, but I'll give you guys a prime example of even how the old school is correlating to this garbage. Here we go.
What's happening? It's your boy Big Sloan, a.k.a. Sloan Bone in the building. And I brought my homies with me, man. My nigga Corrupt from the DCC. My big brother Lazy Bone. My other big brother Blessed Bone. Bone Thugs and Harmony. We about to go in on this little summer joint that we got going on, man. So we gonna pull a lax out on their ass.
Pull the lax out. Pull the plaques out. This the type of shit that for women with tats out. No fun if the homies can't have none. Rest in peace, Nate, Digo, Double G, we own one. Weed every day, put the drinks in the air. Toast to the good life, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And if you feelin' like we feelin', put your hands in the sky. Have another round with us, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Women stare when I slide down pine in a 550 heavy bread, heavy drink everywhere. When I pull up, they think in they dairy air extra hard. When the Gucci's hit the boulevard, superstar, yes, I am. Long Beach Raider man, that's my camp. Score with the eye.
All right, I'm going to jump to you, MF. You know, you see, that is an icon in the industry conforming to today's, you know, aspects of the new industry. What are your thoughts on that?
That's music. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. You know, something that actually has some feeling. You can feel behind what they were fucking saying. And I don't know. I could go on fucking all day long on that shit. I just enjoy it. I appreciate what they're actually fucking doing. And thank you for actually playing some good shit on the way out instead of that fucking nonsense beforehand.
Oh, you got to clown on me. Cash, what are your thoughts of how Bone Thugs and Harmony transitioning?
Well, that's sick, bro. I mean, like, look at E-40 has changed. Has never changed his style. Too Short has never changed his style. Ice Cube has never changed his style. You know what I mean? Like Bone, when they came out and they hit you with that fast rap, they're like, "Oh shit!" You know what I mean? I can't fast rap. I try to fast rap, but it's not my forte. I wish I can do it. You know what I mean? As soon as I'm able to, I'm gonna bless your ears with something like that. But I'm glad they stepped aside and it's like, look, I can do what you guys do, but do it better. When Eminem dropped his album, he's like, look, I can do this. I can rap how you guys rap on the same beats and just be way better at it. That's mastering your craft. They can rap, Bone, they can rap to any beat. Corrupt can rap to any beat, any style. He can go to the East, he can go to the Midwest, he can go to the South, he can go to the West. You know what I mean? He can do it. That's a veteran. That's somebody that's perfected their craft, like MF and Travis were saying. They're not lazy with it. Even if his name is Lazy Bone, he ain't lazy with his craft. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, you know, that's one thing that I love about the aspects of what I do. You know, people just, they correlate me with MMA, you know, and that's fine. Correlate me with a sports show. But what they really don't know, I mean, and they correlate me with my legends in boxing, but they really don't know that 6-7 times a year I do some of the greatest music shows that are ever put out there. Last year, you guys know, last year two of the artists that I found and had worked with and got them different places, one of them ended up being Breakout Artist of the Year for BET. The other ended up being the Lyricist of the Year for 2017 for BET. You know, and it's a tremendous aspect that when you can jump from the sport to boxing to movie stars and then into music, but yet further and give these young people an aspect, a path to better themselves. And you know, I'm honored. That year, I found 4 artists out of probably 1,000. And out of the 4 artists that I picked, I was only going to go with one of them. And something in my heart told me, hey, you know what, bro? Pitch it all 4 of them. Pitch all 4 of them to the label and see what they think. And you guys know the story that we all ended up. I ended up in New York on the beginning of their tour as they went out on tour together. And, you know, it's something that I hold near and dear to my heart, being able to create aspects. And that's what I like about this part of the show, is because I get so much music, you know, sent to me. And I really don't consider myself the aficionado of today's rap. Now, you take me back to, you know, the 80s, the 90s, you know, and yeah, I'm great in that retrospect in the rap movement. You know, I still think there will never be a Kool Moe Dee, you know, Run DMC, LL Cool J. I don't think, even in Bone Thugs and Easy, I don't think those, that style of music can ever be replicated. So with that being said, it has to transform. And Cash, you're the newest aspect of the industry that's coming up. How hard is it for a new artist like yourself to transition from that older aspect of what most people correlate with and turn it into your own style?
It's kind of easy for me because the old rappers, the old style of hip-hop, look, I love hip-hop. I mean, you know what I mean? I love New York hip-hop. But growing up on the West Coast, I got, you know what I mean? I got the homies talk shit about me. You know, I would talk shit to me because I was listening to a Nas or a Biggie. You know what I mean? It was Tupac. It was, you know, Dr. Dre. It was all the Snoop Dogs. It was the E-40s, the Mac Dre's. It was, you know what I mean? It was all them that what we were listening to was what we were in the streets with. You know, so I use all those old guys that I used to listen to, and I use that as my foundation. You know what I mean? You ever heard Nas just go off, or Jay-Z go off, Eminem go off, Corrupt go off on a lyrical type stuff? It is amazing. Now, it sucks for having that good of a foundation not to get heard because the newer shit is just so watered down. You know what I mean? Every now and then, like, you'll have a guy that'll make a good song. Like all of the new guys, I couldn't tell you. Play a little Uzi Vert song. A Travis Scott song, 21 Savage, any littles besides Wayne and Jeezy, I don't know who they are. They all sound the same. Put an old school or old rapper on, and you hear that, you automatically know who that is. If we sounded like somebody else growing up, that was called biting. He bit my style. Why don't you have your own identity? Why don't you have your own? It's hard now to be an older style rapper, to have that good foundation and to make it new to the music industry, because they're not really trying to hear what you're trying to say. They want to hear your beats, they want to hear your hooks, and that's all they want to hear.
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to give a prime example of that real quick, because, you know, you mentioned a name. This isn't actually the right song to do that with, but I just want to give an essence of that old school, hit you in your chest type meaning and morality to music, and to me, honestly, you guys might not not agree with me, and I'm cool with that, but I think this dude was one of the greatest rappers besides Public Enemy to ever hit a label, and I'm gonna play a little bit of something. It's kind of a song I shouldn't play, but it just has feeling and depth to it. Here we go.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said cheers with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey.
You know, I'm going to start with MF, but to me, music today just don't have that depth, that meaning. It truly doesn't have the aspect of telling that true essence of the story. MF, what are your thoughts?
Man, first thing first, Pac was a poet. You know what I mean? Like that man, he did more than just rhyme. He did more than just rap. You know what I mean? That man was a motherfucking poet.
Like, all his shit had depth, all his shit had meaning, and that's exactly why they had to take the brother out, you know what I mean? And people nowadays lack that shit, because he, like, Pac was himself. He was unapologetically himself, you know what I mean? Even back when he was with Digital Underground, like, that was when shit was fucking kind of gnarly. But nowadays, motherfuckers just want to kind of ride on whatever trend or whatever anything's going to be, so they neglect themselves, and then they offer what they think everybody wants rather than what they are, so they really have no meaning or feeling behind what they're saying. So, you know, like, but you can't compare anybody to Pac, dude. Like, these motherfuckers nowadays, like, even with a handful of KY, they couldn't come close to him.
That's exactly how I feel. I'm going to jump to you next, Travis, and then we're going to kind of wrap things up with Cash.
I mean, man, he summarized it beautifully. You know, Tupac is one of my, you know, on my Mount Rushmore of fucking greatest rappers ever. And, you know, just to play on what you were talking about with, you know, Lazy Bone and Sloan and them, man. When you're great like that, you know, you can come in and you can take over any style, you know, kind of like Johnny was saying. And, you know, it's like, I understand that if, you know, every now and then you got to make, you know, a song with a particular type of beat to get on the radio to pay your fucking bills. Now, that's perfectly understandable. But, you know, when every fucking song you have on the album is the exact same fucking auto-tuned, exact same fucking, you know, flow and everything about it, man, it's ridiculous. And you don't see that kind of shit anymore, you know. You can play any Nas song, any Tupac song, any fucking Biggie song, and you know, they don't even come close to anything that you hear nowadays.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. You know, I'm going to drop it in Cash's lap real quick.
Hey, Bauer, you just play the greatest rapper of all time. You know, some would like to, you know, agree to disagree, but I don't think there's any rapper in history that made a bigger, you know, impression in rap, in the rap game. You know, not only with he has a song for every occasion. You know, he was educational. He was political. He was gangster as fuck. He was a party animal. He was that guy around the corner. He was that dude in the hood. You know what I mean? He was that guy. He touched everything. He was a fucking son. You know what I mean? Like that song to his mom. Who don't know that song by heart? You know what I mean? Just like Travis was talking about Genghis Khan changing with all his murders, changing the footprint. Of the earth, dude. Fucking Pac did that in hip hop. Without Tupac, what? I mean, would Nate Dogg be as big? You know, would Dr. Dre be as big? Would Biggie be as big without the beef? Well, you know what I mean? Seriously, man, he's tied into a lot of people, both good and bad. You know what I mean? Mike Tyson, come on, dude. You walk Mike Tyson out rapping. Who's done that? You know? That fight probably would have been different if he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? So he's one of the ones to where if you're a rapper and he's not in your top fucking three, you're not a rapper. You know what I mean? You're doing it for some other reason, you know. But hey, man, I mean, I have nothing but fucking good things to say about Tupac.
You know, and what's the trip is that song in particular, and the reason I have it in my studio and on the board and downloaded is because when I got the rights to it, you know, so I can do it. But you know, I look at the relationship between my family, you know, me being shipped off at 7, coming back at 16, saying, you know, having my mother tell me, what the fuck do you want from me, to being 30 years old and her telling me I love you for the first time, and then we had the most tremendous relationship after that, you know, and when I find myself in that moment thinking about life and about my mother, that right there, that song right there, just, it fucking says it all. I mean, if that song doesn't do something for you, then you're fucking dead. There's no hope for you to begin with, you know. But Pac will always.
Bro, a lot of Tupac songs. I could remember, you know, what I was doing when certain of his songs come on, and that goes with a lot of the greats. You know, I know what I was doing. Who knows when you're how these youngsters, however old they are, I mean, what song is going to leave an impression on them? You know, really, what song is going to leave an impression on these kids? Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang? You're going to remember that? You know what I'm saying? Seriously, like, what song? You're going to be like, fuck, dude, that's, man, you don't love that. You know what I mean? I mean, like, think of all the, it's timeless, bro. And the shit that they're making now is going to get lost in time.
I have to agree with you there. MF?
Yeah, I gotta agree with Johnny and pretty much just everything on that, dude. It's like these kids nowadays, I got nothing to live about. You know, I could play fucking songs, dude. I could tell you what I was doing, you know, what school, what I was working, even fucking like how many tattoos I had at the fucking time, you know, because these songs stuck with me, dude. Like they're eternal, you know. And nowadays it's like what Gucci Gang or any of the other fucking stupid shit like 21 Savage, Savage. Savage. It's just like there's nothing that really sticks with it. It's like, yeah, it's cool. Like, I can fucking get it when I'm out of a fucking bar at a club or whatever, but it's like outside of that, dude, like, I don't really give a fuck about none of that shit. I find myself more fucking directed toward, like, international hip-hop right now. Like, the English thing is killing shit, dude. Like, if nobody is familiar with that shit, check out the 4 Owls. But either way, it's like, you know, people like Johnny's trying to fucking, you know, do the real thing out here, and it's like, but nobody wants to hear that. Everybody wants to be spoon-fed all the fucking nonsense because why? Because it feels good. Nobody wants to think about shit. It's like idiocracy is fucking developed in music. You know what I mean? Just like the movie, now it's the music industry is turning into that shit.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, you know, I, you know, today's show kind of went all different directions. It ended up the same as always. We're still brothers, and we will continue to be brothers. You know, I like adding the musical aspect at the end with some of these guys. Oh, God, maybe I should listen to them a little bit better before I download them. Oh, shit. But I think you guys are articulate. You know, I think the topics that we bring up, we do it in a free-flow aspect. I think that we correlate who we are with each other quite well. And my thought for the day is, you know, preach love, not hate. Face ignorance with a smile, because if you add to ignorance, you're only fueling the fire, and we can't grow as long as we allow it to persist. I'm going to toss the mic to Travis Hyland with his final words of the show. Go ahead, little homeboy.
I'll just plug the same book I plugged the other week I was on, and that's called The Coddling of the American Mind by Jonathan Haidt. Yeah, that's what the fuck the world needs right now.
We're going to jump to Cash 916 for his final thoughts because we're going to bump his music on the way out. But
oh, yeah. Hey, final thoughts, man. Hey, like just like you said, let's get rid of the hate, man. You know what I mean? It's not could be so rude. Fucking love somebody, you know? And then, hey, shout out. I want to give a shout out to fucking Fluffy Hernandez going to work this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Max Griffin going to work this weekend. Them boys repping for the city. Hope they wish them all the best of luck.
Almost definitely. You know, I had them on the show the other night. I had Are You Pondering What I'm Pondering? And I had Jim Jitsu. And I had Anthony Fluffy Hernandez. It was so awkward. I ended the live real quick. But, hey, it is what it is. MF, your final thought of the week, and it can't be Travis.
Well, I touched on it a little bit earlier. You know, you don't always have to have an emotional response to everything. It has real shit, whether it's social media, TV, you know what I mean? If you don't like some shit, don't put yourself around the shit. You know, focus on you. Like, you only have so much mental capital that you can afford to give out, you know what I mean? So if you spend all the time focusing on shit you can't control and shit that bothers you, you don't have all that much left to really focus on the shit that you need to do. You know, like, I'm going to ride on what Johnny said earlier. You know, it's like, all you can really do is just go off of what you do, you know, what you can control. Everything else, dude, that's out of your fucking hands. Like, fuck all that shit. I don't want to invest no kind of emotional nothing into this shit. So I just don't watch TV. I don't go on fucking social media. I don't pay attention to none of that shit. But I do pay attention to what's going on in the world because I need to know how the fuck I'm going to adjust for when shit really hits the fan.
Definitely. And my final thought is Tammy Corey, get them ice bags out because Daddy's headed home to Wisconsin. And we're going to make things right. Well, that being said,
people in that area right now, y'all guys better put on like two sleeping bags.
With that being said, we're gonna take us out. I'm going to play, you guys don't have to stay on, but I'm going to play the full version of Getting the Loot by Cash and his homie, Eyes Low. With that being said, to each and every one of you, thank you. It's always an honor to share the mic with you on every Wednesday. I look forward to it. Peace.
Oh. Big Smoke. Low.
open, bags rolling. Light it up, smoking. Just a plug, go shit. All doors open. Back at it, choking like an asthmatic. Now y'all don't want static. Metal exit, loose fabric. Whoa. I'm doper than early 80s coke. Tight large, got it stuck up in your lady's throat. Banging hoes. Wide love it, off board, no pop, shove it. I'm loving thoughts coming backstage. We slop sucking, we on. Low, pupils dilated, live beats, vibe flows, rappers violated, game weak, tighten up, y'all align, wait, for the end to come, shit, yeah, I admire patience, silly rabbit tricks for y'all, I am saying, quit now, bitch out, yeah, you're trying to fail, can't be all that you want now, I ain't playing, y'all are weak as fuck and I ain't paying, nah, get a loop, give me the juice, you, got me fucked all the way up, cookie bag.
Roll up the loud, roll up the loud, and pour up the juice, pour up the juice. We chasing the bag, we chasing the bag, yeah. Sauce dripping off the soup. I'm in a sicker mode, with a sicker flow. My eyes is on the target, but look through different scopes. When we spark it, eyes low. This is different drove, draw, spit, fire, breathing dragon. You don't want the smoke. Yeah, I'm deadly with the pen, hands heavy, staying ready. Got the steady in the end. Yeah, I'm aiming for your chin, but I'm at the next. Say you woke up.